This is Akashvani.
The news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning is at its peak for the first phase of parliamentary elections. Senior leaders of political parties are holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh said the BJP is the only party which walks the talk and delivers on its promises. Speaking at public meetings at Jamui and Banka in Bihar, he said if one goes to party's manifesto, it is clear that it fulfilled the promises of scrapping Article 370 and triple talaq. Holding election rallies for Grand Alliance candidates, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav claimed that only the India Alliance can fulfill the dream of youth. While campaigning in Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah asserted that reservation will always remain in the country and his party will not allow anyone to destroy it. He said the party worked to revive the cultural norms, curb terrorism and almost end Naxalism. Addressing an election rally at Srinagar, Garhwal in Uttarakhand, UP Chief Minister and senior BJP leader Yogi Adityanath outlined India's progress over the past decade and emphasized the transformational changes seen across the country. The Chief Minister highlighted NDA government's commitment to the welfare of marginalized communities, citing various schemes tailored to uplift the poor. Addressing a public meeting in Rajasthan's Jalore, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra today said, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is completely cut off from people and their issues. She claimed that BJP is not fighting against corruption but only wants to gag the opposition. BSP Chief Mayawati has promised to take concrete steps for making Western Uttar Pradesh a separate state if a government comes to power at the centre. Starting the election campaign from Saharanpur, Ms. Mayawati said that her party is contesting the elections alone with full preparation on its own strength. The Ministry of External Affairs today expressed serious concern over the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The ministry said that the country is seriously concerned about the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran, which threatens peace and security in the region. The ministry also highlighted that it is closely monitoring the evolving situation and the embassies in the region are in close touch with the Indian community. Calling for an immediate de-escalation, the ministry emphasized the importance of maintaining security and stability in the region. It further urged both the nations to step back from violence and return to the path of diplomacy. Meanwhile, air raid sirens sounded across Israel earlier this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles and cruise missiles. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke to Foreign Minister of Iran Hussein Amir Abdollahian today evening. Dr. Jaishankar took up the release of 17 Indian crew members of MSC Ares. They discussed the current situation in the region. Dr. Jaishankar stressed the importance of avoiding escalation, exercising restraint, and returning to diplomacy. Both leaders agreed to remain in touch. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his commitment to implement the BJP manifesto in the next 5 years. Addressing a public rally in Mysuru today, he said it is Modi's guarantee that never fails. He assured that if voted to power, free ration to the poor will continue. Ayushman health insurance will be extended to all those above the age of 75. 3 crore women will be made lakhpatis. 3 crore houses will be built and improved infrastructure in Bengaluru in his third term. In Indonesia, at least 15 people have been found dead after a landslide in Tana Toraja district of South Sulawesi province today. Local authorities said that 2 individuals are still reported missing, presumably buried under the debris. Rescuers managed to pull out 2 injured people, including an 8-year-old girl, early today, while dozens of soldiers, police and volunteers are still searching for the missing persons. In shooting, India's Palak Gulia won bronze medal in women's 10-meter air pistol category in the ISSF Olympic Qualification Championship in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil today. In wrestling, Indian women grapplers Harshita and Anju Pangal bagged the silver medals at the Senior Asian Championship in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.